Just us talking here, do you think Grimes will ever do a show again where it's like at a club where you could jump on stage and kill her? Well, just because, you know, like some artists you could kill right now. Like that Kesha show, like we could have killed Kesha, but I would never want to because Kesha is cool. But like, will Grimes ever play at Brooklyn Bowl? But I'm saying, like, at Madison Square Gardens, you can't kill her. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Coming out again, Ben 11 after 7.
Come on, old time. You gonna join us here, my friend? Come on.
All right, so it's the crapshoot. What do we got? May 10th or something? May 8th? Jock over here. Who we got? Who else we have today?
David's here.
Yeah, Fishy Foo. And Willis, too. We're all the gangs here. It's crapshoot time.
Yeah, I'm on the crapshoot.
Everybody pay their rent this month?
Hell yeah.
Willis, you pay your mortgage?
I paid my mortgage.
Wow, must be nice.
Did you pay your rent?
Yeah, I just took it over to, I gave it to Connor.
So,
did you pay her rent?
Well, she does this thing because she always forgets to pay her rent that she gives everybody like a year's worth of checks in advance. So she doesn't have an opportunity option.
Yeah.
Willis, was there like a mortgage stimulus thing where you could have put it off?
There was talk about that, but at the time I was employed, so I don't think I had access to it, and then now I haven't looked into it. And unemployment covers the cost of my mortgage, so it seems fine.
How long have you been unemployed?
I lost my job on April 16th, but I had a 2-week severance, so I couldn't start collecting until the first week of May. But now I'm going to the website and confirming that I didn't work in the last week and getting the checks.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's hit yet.
So I worked this week, but like, if I got paid, it would be the same or slightly less than I get off unemployment. Do you guys think I should just tell my boss to like not pay me and I'll just get unemployment and then they can pay me like if COVID ever ends?
Yes, but why did you do that?
I thought it would be fun to get out of the house, but actually it's a little bit annoying.
Uh-huh. What kind of stuff are you doing at work?
An artist has us just make these panels for them to paint. It's basically like if we made canvases, but they're just made out of wood. So I just had to like make a bunch of sticks and then like make a big frame and then put some quarter-inch plywood on the top and then sand it and make it nice so they can just paint on it. So I had to
sure,
make like 10
sense.
Of those. It was pretty
I wonder
easy.
Too if your boss wrote or like if your boss paid you but like backdated the work to before you were unemployed, I think that would also work. That's something I've been thinking about. Like if you're getting paid for work you did in April, for example, or in March, whenever you had a job, then I think it wouldn't impact your unemployment even if you got the check now.
I kind of already had them do that for me one time because, like, I think I started unemployment early because, like, I don't think I did my waiting week. You're supposed to do like a waiting week where they don't pay you, which is nice.
Yeah, I think I fucked that up too, actually, because like, so it was like once I submitted, it said, okay, tomorrow come back and confirm that you were unemployed, and I sort of like went through that, and you had to do it really fast because the form kept timing out. And then when I got to the end, it said that the week I had confirmed for was like a week where I did have severance. So I don't know. We'll see if they figure this out ever.
If I was to say that I worked this week, Dave, I noticed that like every time I claim, they're like, so did you work any days this week? And I'm always like, no, but I could say like, yeah, I worked this many days. And then at the end, it's like, so did you go back to work yet? And, like, by definition, if I worked 4 days, I did. But, like, does that mean I'd permanently go back to work?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Dave?
I've got... I'm an expert on this. It doesn't matter if you say yes or no to that last question. I've gone back to work, said yes, claimed the following week when I didn't have work. It was fine. I've gone back to work, said no, not claimed the following week, then claimed 2 weeks later. It was fine. The only reason why you probably don't want to claim right now isn't because like you've got the 26 weeks of state unemployment insurance, but it's only another like 2 months that they're doing the $600 a week. So like if I were you, I would try and get the get that check dated like March 5th or something. Just because then it would be nice for you to keep getting that $600. But if you did work, you could still just claim next week and it would be totally fine.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to try to claim this week.
Yeah.
Claim unemployment.
Then claim unemployment, but then you have to make sure, because there was a time that I claimed unemployment and I didn't realize I had been paid that week, and the government was like, why did this happen? Please explain it. I like write something, and they were like, we're going to investigate this, and if we find out that you've been lying, not only will you lose your unemployment benefits, but we'll also take retroactively like charge you. So if you are going to claim this week, just make sure that they don't.
My money's real nice right now. I can just wait for them to pay me in a year. My money's real nice right now.
Well, yeah, you can have them pay you whenever. Just make sure the date on the check isn't the same time as this.
Well, if I have them pay me in a year, they won't make the check be for May 2020.
I don't know what people do. I'm just saying.
So we have that. Go on.
Here's a question that they ask you on the form.
Yeah. This one's good.
Did you lose all of your employment in the last 18 months due to lack of work? So, like, I got my new job in September. So that's, 8 months ago or whatever. But then I had lost my previous job because of this whole other set of circumstances where I quit because I had a new job and that job fell through. So I was like, did I lose all of my employment in 18 months?
Just say yes.
Well, like, we had some in 18 months, but now we have none. So, like, we lost it a week ago. What are you talking about, this 18-month shit?
Yeah, and why due to lack of work? Like, how do you lose your employment that's not lack of work is the worst word for get fired or laid off.
No, it's good, because lack of work means that
it's not for cause.
Yeah, like, you didn't do anything wrong. The only reason you're not working is because there's no work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
So that's a yes.
Yeah, I said yes, but, like, man, I just feel like some of these questions are framed in a way where it would be so easy to answer the wrong way, just totally because you didn't understand or were trying to be precise about your answer.
Yeah, you just gotta act like you're, like, the best and the most excited about having employment that there can possibly be, and that you're just down on your luck. Then you get in the system, mm-hmm. and you never work again.
Julia's got 2 weeks in a row of just nothing coming. And she received a letter yesterday, a physical letter that was like, so we looked through your shit, and you're definitely eligible for unemployment. You made enough, and you're gonna... Yeah, we're gonna give you $900 a week or whatever. But 2 weeks in a row, I file and I tell everything the same as I said for myself, and she just gets nothing, and I keep getting the normal thing.
Yo, she's on a green card, right? A temporary green card?
No, well, yeah, temporary green card.
Yeah, well, Trump said he was gonna, like, stall all green card related in, like, business. She probably just, like, there's nobody working, like, they're probably just, like, discriminating against her.
You guys been to the grocery store recently?
Not in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I haven't been in like three weeks.
Are you going to the co-op still, Dave?
Yeah, I've been twice.
What is that like? Me and Zach talked about it a little, but yeah.
It's fine. I mean, like, I guess the worst one was the first time I went, right after they started, like, making people line up outside, because they only let 35 people in at a time. So, like, it was cold out back then, and, like, I didn't understand, like, what a good time to get there was, so I got there 30 minutes before it was open. So not only did I get in the back of this frickin' long line,
you can't curse on here.
Did I do a good job? Not only did I have to go to the back of this long line, then I had to wait 30 minutes for them to open, then they only let 35 people in. And then I had to wait for, like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't start letting people out until those people started trickling out, and they had to shop for, like, 30 minutes. So I really blew it the first time, but then, like, it's like everything else in this new horrible world. You just figure it out, and you get used to it. Last time I waited in line, it was, like, 60 degrees, and I was reading a book. It was fine.
Now I'm going to put you on game. The new way I get food, Instacart. You guys been using that?
She's lying.
Bang, 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 bang. God damn. These hoes. Fuck.
But you just said stuff that is bad. You just said the F word.
We're allowed to curse on here, Dave.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the FCC is monitoring our podcast.
I didn't know. I thought maybe because you had shitty youth on iTunes and they like
yeah,
make
you
call
it title
crappy.
It for some reason. But like, have you ever listened to a podcast? I guess you don't.
No, like literally, I don't listen to podcasts. Yeah.
That Ben Mora has a really funny one now. It's called Seeking Derangements. It's fucking hilarious.
The audio quality is so bad though; it's unlistenable.
It's like, hilarious.
It's like he talks through a tin can.
Ben Mora disappointed me when he appeared on that other program, so I don't pay that much attention to him anymore.
What else was he on? What else was he on?
He was on the Red Scare podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I didn't listen to it either. I try to avoid them and the New York Times.
Yeah. You see that new thing she did where yesterday she, like, went on a Instagram live walk with this guy who's like the head investor of Teal Capital.
I heard, yeah, you texted me that. She's kind of getting a little harder to defend. I won't lie.
Yeah, it used to be easy.
Wait, which Anna Chakian or whatever?
Yeah, the less hot one.
She's hanging out with Peter Thiel?
His friends. Like, his main man.
That's bad, though. It's like, God. Jesus Christ,
no,
man.
Dude, it's sick.
That's good.
It's really sick.
Yeah,
that's practice.
Dude, you don't get... Yeah, dude, it's practice.
Every time that I Venmo my friends, the Red Scare people get money now. It's just BS, man.
Practice.
So, I went to Trader Joe's 2 days ago. I went to the one in Queens because they have a parking lot.
Where in Queens is that?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I just put it into the map thing. So, but it's like you take the BQE up to Queens and then, yeah, I don't know. But it's right by a Dick's Sporting Goods. And the line when I got there was all the way around the building. I kind of did what Dave described, where I showed up before they were open, but late enough that everyone had gotten in line. And so I was standing in line for probably an hour wearing just like a t-shirt. Which seemed like it was going to be fine, but yeah, 55 or whatever, it feels cold. I guess, like, the thing I was going to say about it is just...
Did you cut out?
Yeah, I don't hear you, Willis.
Yeah, it looks like we lost one. Oh, there he is. Hold and accept.
Wait, now merge. I can't hear you.
Hold on, Willis, we're merging. Hello, is everybody here?
I'm here.
All right, so you got there. You're only wearing a t-shirt. It was cold.
Right. Well, so the first thing that happened, a woman in line saw me sort of, like, pacing, which I was mostly doing because people weren't respecting 6 feet of distance. Like, the guy behind me, every time I moved forward, would just, like, stand right behind me. So I was doing a lot of, like, sort of nervous walking, you know?
Sure.
And then this woman saw me doing that, and she came over, and she was, like, a really short woman, and she offered me her jacket because she said I looked cold. Which I was just blown away, man. Queens is awesome.
You think it's awesome to offer someone a freaking smallpox blanket? Shakes head.
I don't think you can get it from a jacket. But I was just, I was reflecting on when you're in a line like that, and then you know how, like, there'll be people who are, like, coming to get in line, and they're, like, walking around.
Yeah, they're not sure where the line ends and stuff.
Yeah, and they see you at the corner, and they got their head really high because they're trying to see where it ends.
Yeah.
The feeling of, like, pleasure I get from, like, knowing that they're going to turn and realize they still got to go all the way down the building and then probably turn again.
Yeah, dude.
It's real. I really like it.
Yeah, whenever you get to see Lil Uzi Vert, it's always like that. It's a good feeling.
That's true.
I hope we get to see Lil Uzi Vert again. You guys like the new record?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my god. Will, did you hear about this 6ix9ine thing?
No, what happened with 6ix9ine?
He's supposed to put some new song out at 3. It's going to be on Instagram Live.
Is he in witness protection now?
No, he doesn't have to be. He's partying. Everybody loves him still.
The Bloods like him?
They like him,
yeah. Damn, that's awesome.
He made them so famous, the Bloods. Oh, my God. And more money than they ever
had.
My
mom knows about the Bloods now because of 6 months.
It's all about money, man. Money Mitch.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
and
money
he got
Mitch.
Out of jail because he has, like, asthma or something?
He got out of jail because he sold people out. Oh, you
I
mean...
I thought he got out based on... I thought it was, like, COVID-related. Like, that he was at risk of getting it in jail and was able to, like, negotiate some kind of early release.
Oh. Well, he already was going to be
yeah,
released
that is
this
true.
Year. He was going to be released in 2020
moms,
regardless.
Do you guys' moms think that they have asthma right now?
No.
It's all my mom fucking talks about. And I'm like, you can... There's probably, like, ways to, you know, find out if you have asthma. And she's like, yeah, there probably are.
But only since COVID she's been thinking this?
No, I think it's even before then. But, like, she's a health professional or former, but she's, like, just wants to magical think that she has asthma.
It's like me with celiac. Yeah.
No, you have more of an excuse. Celiac seems a little... Right? Isn't it harder to actually figure it out?
I mean, it's really hard to figure it out.
Yeah, asthma, I think, is mad easy.
I see.
What symptoms is your mom having that make her think she has asthma?
I think she's just, like, stressed out.
Okay.
Stress is a killer, man. It's the number one killer.
That's what got Big Pun.
Stress?
Yeah,
stress.
I've been convincing myself I have it.
COVID?
Yeah, COVID. Because I slept, like, 15
stress.
Hours a day for a week. Yeah, I think I got stress. No, I was sleeping a lot, and then I read that's a symptom of COVID, so I got real worried, you know?
Yeah, bears always have COVID in the winter, I heard. Either of you guys get those pulse oximeters? You gotta get this thing.
What is it?
It's like, you know those things you put on a chip bag to keep it good?
Yeah.
You know those things. I mean, they're basically clothesline. Pins. But anyway, so it's like that. It goes on your finger, and then it tells you how much oxygen you have in your blood. And if it's like higher than 95%, you definitely don't have COVID. And if it's less than that, you might have COVID. I test it on my finger like several times a day, and I know I don't have COVID. They're $20 on eBay. It's crazy to not have a pulse oximeter.
My mom's been telling me that too, actually.
I'm
who's pooping right now? Dave?
Hands clean.
Willis hates it when I do that because it's hard to edit out.
No, I wasn't pooping. I was just... I popped like a blister and then I was like bleeding. So I just washed my hands. Have you noticed that the symptoms they've added to like the CDC website? It's just everything.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying about the sleeping thing. It's like, oh, it turns out if you sleep a lot, you might have COVID.
Yeah, come on, man. COVID is a... COVID targets poor people. You're going to die if you're poor. You might have it, but I think everybody probably has it. It's just, like, you know, poor people.
No, I don't, because of the pulse oximeter.
Right, Zachary doesn't have... Right, he's got a pulse oximeter. He's safe. I don't know. It's like...
I don't understand what people's reluctance to this thing.
No,
like, what did you lose?
I had $20.
I'll buy it for you.
All right. You know where I live. I won't reject
the package.
Well,
I don't, but you can email it to me.
All right.
All right.
You know, I've had, in the past 2 months? I've had cold symptoms. You know, it's 2 months. It was March to May.
Yep, and allergy symptoms, right? They're all kind of the same.
It's all the same. This thing
that is... offer goes to any of our listeners, too. If you guys need a pulse oximeter, DM the account.
They did this thing. You know, this is actually one of the most... I'm almost afraid that I'm going to insult my friend. But one of the sharpest things Connor ever said was, like, in February, he said they've got, like on the news, they've got all these, like, celebrities and politicians are getting coronavirus, and the news and the media continuously says, like, this virus does not discriminate based on class, race, blah, blah, blah. But that was just like a whole ploy to make us be like, oh, everybody can get this. But, like, what have we learned? It's totally treatable and preventable if you have money. And it's just, like, totally attacks, you know, poor people and people with the pre-existing conditions of, like, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, which are, like, things that we give to poor people by not allowing them to live to the standards of, like, you know, the human rights should protect.
So yeah, definitely. Like, the fact that they said that that Castaway actor had it was right. just, like, a way to put off class war, because if they show only people in the hood having it or whatever, then
yeah, so they're
maybe
like,
maybe there would be some awakening.
Everybody in... So asleep. Everybody in Iranian parliament had it, you know, all these rich people got it at the very beginning, Boris Johnson, whatever, but they're all fine, you know, there aren't that many well-off people that have died from this, and those that did die, Fountains of Wayne guy, rest in peace, I don't know, man.
Yeah, the Fountains of Wayne guy, all right, so do you know that in The Sopranos, Tony goes to the store Fountains of Wayne to buy a fountain?
I've driven past it a lot. I think that the bus from Philly to New York goes past it.
I didn't realize that they were named after that store. So then I saw it in The Sopranos and was like, oh, they must be named after the, like, fictional store in The Sopranos episode. Didn't realize it was a real thing.
Hmm.
It's out of business now.
Did the Fountains of Wayne guy have a pre-existing condition? Probably a junkie.
Gotta Google that.
Yeah, that Stacey's Mom song was about dope, I heard.
But other than him, it's all just been like old people, or like of famous people. It's just been like old people or black people, because like obviously this thing is totally targeting black people. But
you know one old black person that just died from it?
Yeah.
You know about how I have that new song I sing to my cat? Happy cat, happy cat. Oh, you got the happy cat.
Yeah, I love
that.
It's one of my favorite songs.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's my thing. But it's based off a song called My Boy Lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop. Oh, and that lady died.
That song is sung by a woman?
I don't know. That's what they said on Brooklyn Vegan.
There's no mention of the Fountains of Wayne guy having a pre-existing condition.
No, it's too freaky.
But there are quite a few eulogies of him that are kind of shocking. Like Rolling Stone wrote, or the title of theirs is The Unmistakable Genius of Adam Schlesinger. And the Atlantic's eulogy says, what Adam Schlesinger, dead at 52, knew about hope.
Apparently that song, The Way You Do the Thing You Do from that movie is really good. Have you know about that one?
No.
There's some movie where, like, there's an actor in it who looks like he would be Tom Hanks' son, but he's not. He's, like,
oh,
in
I
a
do
band.
Know about this. Yeah, That Thing You Do.
And there's a song in that that's, like, the song that band has, and the Fountain of Wayne guy wrote that. And that's supposed to be, like, his really good song.
Yeah, it's just a fake Beatles song, though.
Real talk, though.
Yeah.
The Stacey's Mom music video, like, maybe Zach was too old, but it really hit me at a perfect time to be totally screwed up about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, similar to, like, the Enema of State album.
Yes, cover. Exactly like that. So, yeah, Willis and I have, like, 2 years shy of Zachary, and so, like, in those 2 years, Zachary, probably you're probably old enough to be, like, surfing internet porn. But being just a little bit too young to be like comfortable doing that, fucking
big time.
Yeah, like same summer I think as like the Hot and Her music video, just totally destroyed.
Yeah, around that time I had a friend who had a TV in his room, and he had cable, and like if you watch certain channels late at night, they would show like the Girls Gone Wild like infomercials.
Oh yeah,
sure,
big time.
Yeah, same kind of shit for me where it's like. And then, like, he went to a different school than me, and all his friends were, like, into internet porn, where they would, like, print it out.
Yes,
like,
yes.
But, like, it was the kind of thing where you'd go onto, like, an image search, and you'd search, like, Pamela Anderson or whatever, and then you'd, like, print them out, and cut them out and then stick them to your wall behind another poster you had.
Oh my god, so pixelated. Yeah, my friend would print out like pictures of Bob Marley and like tape them up all over his wall, and it was just so horrible looking. So cool.
Did he ever do the thing where you print it like at a size where you need multiple pieces of paper and you stick them together to make
definitely,
like, a full poster?
Yeah.
You gotta.
Awesome.
You must.
But then my friend Keenan would just cut out pictures of basketball players from Sports Illustrated and like make his whole wall was like a collage of that. And I didn't really think about how cool that was at the time, but like that's beautiful.
It's Weatherhead. It's exactly what Weatherhead does.
Yeah, except Weatherhead like kind of appropriates it. I feel like Keenan was the genuine. Like Keenan was like, "Don't, my culture is not your costume." I feel like Weatherhead's costuming, but
for sure, no question.
You guys think that Fence Books is doing okay?
No.
Yeah, can someone explain what that was,
Dave?
What it was? I mean, like. In the next issue of Fence, the other section, the quote, other section, which I guess is maybe one of the sections
like
in the magazine,
or poetry.
Will include a substantial portfolio of materials from the makers of the genius BBC Three show In the Flesh. Do you have money to buy a house?
Yeah, so I guess Rebecca Wolf's, like, neighbor's house is for sale, and she's like, I don't want any young people to live next to me.
No, Fence is doing very poorly.
I heard the CIA is not giving them as much money as they used to.
I heard that too. I think I read that on Twitter.
Might have been Tumblr.
So I guess the Stacy's mom guy was the sacrifice, the one young enough
to prove it can affect
white
the exception
person.
That proves the rule.
Yes. Well, we can't think of a single other guy, so I think it's got to be.
Yeah, I was, like, hoping that, like, some young person would get it. Like, I can't remember her name. Like, a Lil Nas X or, like, the girl who's, like, 17 who people, Drake, maybe hits on.
Zendaya.
You know what I'm talking about? That's not even the one I was thinking of. But, yeah, I'm sure he hits on them all.
We've already lost a former XXL freshman. Fred the Godson,
oh, really?
Rest in peace. Yeah, 2011, same year as Little B and I think Future. He was a New York guy. He never really hit it that big, but it's good music.
Damn.
Did he die from COVID-19?
Yeah, dude, his last tweet is like, pray for me with this COVID shit. He's got like the ventilator on.
Ay, ay, ay.
The next day, crapped out.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know who didn't crap out? Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. People were obsessed with, like, being like, he's crapped out already. It's confirmed. He's crapped out. Kevin sent me, like, a TMZ article being like, he crapped out. Like,
yeah.
Well, their media is all pretty screwed up anyway, though. Like, who knows when that video of him walking around was taken?
Well,
nah, my friend's
also,
over there. He said he saw him.
Oh, I see.
The theory is that he faked it so that he could expose the people in his inner circle who were trying to, like, you know, seize power in his death.
That's what
so,
I heard.
Yeah, so if he was doing that, then like it would make sense that there were reports that he crapped out.
He was pretty young. Still
yeah,
is, I guess.
Really
still is. Man, I was running around on the boardwalk today, and I was listening to the Destroyer album Kaput, thinking about how the background singer died.
Oh yeah, that's sad. You know about that, Willis?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, her Twitter is so fucking good too. You should try to link that on the show info. I forget what her name was, but she was a Vancouver singer. She'd, like, just done, like, a bunch of, like, local musical theater and stuff. But she, like, sings. She's the one that, like, animals
crawl
to their
towards death
or whatever.
Embrace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said that when he was making that record, he had thought about just having her sing the entire thing, but then he didn't go through with it. But, yeah, she crapped out from COVID.
Hmm.
Talented.
Yeah, good singer. You guys see that new Destroyer music video?
Yes, I watched it because you tweeted about it. You tweeted Dan Behar's daughter, Heart Patters, or something.
Didn't you think that she's cute and like looks a lot like Dan and it made your heart patter?
I felt confused because I thought she was gonna be like 19 and hot, and then when it was like a 12-year-old, I was like, man, Zachary's
no,
going
I'm just
St.
like
James.
I'm just like paternal now. Like I love kids and shit.
Yeah, she was cute, but I didn't like what she was saying, so it made it hard.
Do a little shout. Do
a
little
like,
shout out.
I just want her to be like a genius. She's a fucking kid, dude.
I mostly wanted Dan to not assume that his cute kid is worth putting in a music video if she's saying some stupid bullshit.
Shakes head, dude.
He loves his kid. He's a dad. He's a cool dad. He loves his kid. You don't like Ben Gocker? He's always sending me, or always, he sent me a picture of the baby. Should I have told him that it was looked like other babies?
I've told him that before. He doesn't care.
I was thinking more like, if Ben Gocker made his art just like photos of his baby, I wouldn't
like it. You haven't
seen
the new stuff he's working
on? Yeah, come on, man. Weren't you at the opening?
No, I haven't seen it.
So, Dave, weren't we talking about some funny shit? Willis, you heard about this show, like 90 Day Fiancé or some shit?
I have heard about it. I haven't watched it, but a lot of people are watching it. The
premise it's
like is the
like... new Tiger King or something, I heard.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's like Tiger like King for seasons. The Grubhub generation.
And so the premise is, like, people who meet on Tinder or, like, on a vacation and want to be together, they can apply for this visa where for 90 days you can, like, come and live with someone. And then at the end of 90 days you have to, like, get married and then you can stay or else you have to leave.
Apparently, yeah.
It's exactly like what one of your ex lovers did.
Rachel Mine? Bell, I think. Apparently that's what she did with that French guy.
Oh, interesting. It seems like an easy...
Gaillard.
Yeah, Gaillard.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that with just a refugee if I'm ever not married again.
No,
you... Why don't people just do that all the time?
You gotta. All the time.
Willis, you should do that.
Easy. If any refugees would like to get married to me, hit me up. But
you
have to have
all the chance. Oh, so you're putting the onus on the refugee? Wow. It's not my responsibility to educate you, Willis. You guys ever hear that shit?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
One refugee is listening to this. Come on. It could be like 6 or 7 decades from now, but there's a refugee listening.
You guys ever make one of those things with anybody where it's like, if we don't have married in like 50 years, we should get married or have a kid or whatever?
Absolutely not. No.
Well, so didn't you ever do that with anyone?
Yeah, I actually did, but like not like in earnest, just sort of like a friend of mine who we were both joking about how we'd probably be alone forever in high school. And I do think about looking her up sometimes to be like, you know, what's up?
You never look her up.
I mean, like I looked at her Instagram once. She seemed like she was doing well and probably dating someone, so I didn't follow through. You know,
stuff ends, man. You guys will have a kid.
Yeah, dude, you should try to sabotage her life. That would be a great premise for a movie. We should do a Dog Me 95 movie about that.
What's Dog Me?
Oh, it's this thing where Lars von Trier and his friends did in the 90s where it's like a way of making movies where you don't use any props that aren't already on the location and you don't use any lighting and you don't use any soundtrack music. Like, all the music just has to be what's already playing in the room. And all the movies that I've seen like it are just, like, much better than other movies. Somehow, in my opinion.
No budge.
I've seen two of his movies from earlier in his career, but I doubt either of them is like that. The Bjork one?
Yeah, that was right after he stopped doing that.
The Idiots is the last one I think he did like that.
Yeah.
But it's worth seeing. Gotcha. That's a good movie.
Yeah, The Idiot. I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I'm about to watch it again. It still holds up, you think, Dave?
I haven't seen it since 2011, but I liked it then.
Yeah, I've been watching a bunch of it, and other ones like that. But, like, some of them are, like, real quirky, and, like, I just watched one where this little girl's invisible friend becomes a real person, but it's like that, and I thought, like, how could that work? But it was so good.
You're just watching the Dogma 95 movies right now?
We're watching just, like, a bunch of different Scandinavian shit, like, just, like, actors that we like from those movies. We'll watch all the movies they make. Yeah, and, like, a bunch of Dogma ones. But, yeah, they're good.
That's what's up.
Oh my god, we just watched the Pusher trilogy. Dave, do you know about that shit?
No.
Oh my god, it's like, you know about those slouching slabs in tracksuits or whatever?
Big time.
Slouching what in...
slavs in tracksuits, like that meme about like European dudes like being bad smoking cigarettes.
No, that's cool.
Anyway, it's just like these European guys like selling drugs and they're so fucking sick.
I have a hard time watching movies with subtitles lately.
Like, I like it so much better because I can't like follow. Like, dude, we watched a freaking movie where it takes place in Scotland. I couldn't understand shit they were saying. So like, and they were speaking English, you know? So like, I like subtitles. Right.
Yeah. You know how people do that with The Wire? Like, they'll watch The Wire with subtitles so they can understand what all the black people are saying.
I heard that. Well, yeah, I just heard on NPR about some, like, British show about, like, British black people where they said that it comes with subtitles. That makes more sense to me. The Wire I never had any trouble with.
Yeah. It's not something I had trouble with either, but I was surprised to hear people do that. Dave had a good tweet about this recently.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Congrats, Dave. You want to read it, Willis?
I'll just recap it from memory. It was something to the effect of, like, whoever has that job where they have to determine if certain, like, dialects of English are worthy of subtitling, it seems bleak. Sorry, I butchered that.
And then he had another one where it was, like, John probably knows somebody who has to do that shit.
Yeah.
He probably does.
John texted me last night, like, a picture of a bed for Muji. He's like, yeah, my mom wants to buy this bed, but apparently they don't make it in an American queen size. Which, like, how does that even make sense that they would not make a bed? And so anyway, then he's like, how much would you charge to make it?
You're going to make a bed out here, and then he's going to assemble it in Cambridge? Just seems...
He demands this, like, emotional labor of me. Like, he demands probably on average, like, an hour a month of just, like, looking at something and, like, putting a quote together for him, and then, like, I never do anything for him.
Well, he finds out how much you would do it for, and he finds somebody who would do it cheaper.
Yeah.
That's how John operates, man. He's a...
Yeah, he goes back to Muji and he says, look, I got a guy who'll make me this bed for...
Price matching. Yeah, price matching. Huge.
No, I said 2,000.
Damn. That's a lot.
It's like a hard bed. It's like got a lot going on.
I don't feel like that's too much, though, for a bespoke bed. Like, what does John think? Like, John's just like, Zachary does woodworking for a living. So, like, it's bespoke. Like, I'm sorry, it's just a lot.
No, yeah,
to just,
no,
like...
2,000 is totally reasonable for it. I made a similar bed that's a lot simpler for 1,600, and this one adds, like, a headboard and a cabinet at the feet. Like, everybody would charge more for it.
Right, Muji probably charges, like, $1,200 for the same thing.
Something like that.
And they have a whole factory of people that they probably
like
are slaves.
Yeah, like, if I made
slaves,
him 1,000
like...
of them, I could probably do it for $1,200 apiece.
Right.
Like, if he wants one, like, yeah. So, fucking John.
No, I love that guy, but he's always asking me if you're working at, like, do you know if Zachary is still doing, like, woodworking stuff? Like, no, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe. Like, I'm trying to talk about American Psycho.
You know, white people, get money, don't spend it.
Oh, man, that reminds me. There was a line in I was listening to the Dipset last night, and there was a line in the first. I'm going to actually look it up. And I'll say it.
Cool.
Dipset, wow.
In the meantime, I got a lyric that this new Nav song came out last night called Brown Boy, Good Intentions. And the line is, still live with my mom and dad. I hate them both.
No,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's like, I think I only listened to it once, but I think the song is like a Stan, the Eminem song, but it's like about a guy who's like a hater of Nav, and it's like from his perspective.
You want to hear the line?
Yeah.
We've been ready. It's just that our promotion was not. But I can't blame no one for this. I'm all right with that. Can't be racist, because I sell too much white for that. So I decided I'm going to milk these crackers for all they milk and crackers.
Until I'm rich and these deals don't matter.
These mills don't matter. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Jewel's...
These crackers for their milk and crackers is sick.
Milk and crackers is good. But also just like this idea that like... people are like, wow, where did these artists come from? Or just like, well, they were always trying to do the art they were trying to make. They just like couldn't convince like rich white people to like promote and distribute it.
Right. I was thinking about this with Elvis actually yesterday. Like, you know, like the idea that that was like the beginning of rock and roll or whatever. Like, yeah, probably, right? Yeah, but like probably Elvis was like hanging out with like 40 other people who were all doing the same thing, like a few of whom like taught him how to like play guitar and sing or whatever, and then like he was just the hot one who was able to like get a contract or something.
But you know that there was like already black rock that like on wax,
oh,
like,
yeah,
recorded and out, like,
yeah, rock and roll,
yeah, a little different.
We call rock, yeah, and, yeah, roll, yeah, blues, I mean, when black people do it.
Yeah, it's just really confusing to me. That, I mean, that was like basically what I was trying to understand is like what even made like what even made it rock and roll. I still don't really know, yeah, at all. It's very hard to understand.
They had to differentiate this style of music for a new market.
Right. But so then why was it rock and roll when Chuck Berry did it? I don't know. Yeah.
Rock and
like,
roll
I,
is different than blues.
I mean, sure. I'm just, you know, there was, yeah, all this overlap. Just, Chuck Berry is rock and roll, but, you know, I'm sure other people would not consider him pure rock and roll because there's a total racist element about rock and roll.
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people say Jewel's, like, became a lean addict, and, like, that's probably true, but, like, how come we didn't get a third record? Like, because his second record was so hot. Like, I remember when I was in high school, like, that shit, he was popping on the radio. It had that Postman song. It had that Whistle song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, he made this fucking hot, like, this, well, he was supposed to make a mixtape with Lil Wayne, but, like, it really, like, they only kind of released it, and it was called I Can't Feel My Face, but it was so fucking good, the bars that both of them had at that time. And then he just, like, never had another record, and there would be, like, some little, like, he would put out a single and be like, I got a project coming, and it's just, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think now a lot about, like, Uzi and about, like, how I don't feel like Thug's really able to have the career that he wants to because of deals and stuff. But, like, that shit's been happening for so long. Such a bummer.
Yeah, think about how much incredible unreleased Dipset music from, like, years before the mixtapes, too. Like, Cam'ron wasn't, like, that young. I mean, like, Santana was young. Like, Cam'ron wasn't that young. Like, he's 25 or whatever. He'd probably been rapping. You know, he had plenty of stuff before, like, the Fire album and stuff. It's just too bad. It's all about distribution dropping.
Especially,
like,
then when they didn't even have a MySpace, you know? I mean, you had to kind of, like, have somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
yeah,
put it on CD.
I heard that's why Cardi isn't dropping, too. They just won't let him do it, you know?
Yeah, labels, man. It's But, you know.
So how come Uzi's allowed to do it? Like, because I thought Uzi had a worse deal. Well, I guess he wasn't able to do it.
Dude, probably. He had, like, a two right. years ago he started talking about Eternal Take.
Yeah,
Jay-Z, like, bought him out of his deal, right? Or, like, through Roc Nation or something.
Is that what happened?
That was my understanding. Yeah. That, like, shortly after freeing Meek Mill from jail, Jay-Z, like, also freed Uzi from his contract. I don't know.
Do you remember Frank Ocean went through all those hoops to get out of his label just so he could never release music for us and appropriate AIDS?
What do you appropriate AIDS?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make it just like what the club culture would have been like if PrEP had existed in the 80s. Like, the most arbitrary thing. Like, so great. I'm so glad he's out of his record contract so that he can do that.
Yeah, Frank Ocean trash.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the album, though, so I can mic him again.
Yeah, he's really been putting out some promising music lately.
I didn't hear the new song. It was good.
Two of them. Not good, I thought.
Yeah, trash.
I liked that song, In My Room, and then I saw that it was on Obama's 2019 Best of the Year list, and I was just didn't like it anymore.
I like DHL okay. I just thought that, like, the songs that came out after those albums were, like, the best songs I'd ever heard. I mean, Chanel and Lens and, to a lesser degree, Provider, Biking, or
I even like Biking, yeah.
Dude, like, that song is just one of the best songs ever. So, like, I mean, he must have made, like, an album worth or more of that type of content. Like, cool. We don't get it. Nice. I'm sure that, like,
Raph also is that period, right?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that guy we don't like has probably heard it. Who's that guy, Dave?
Oh, Andrew Durbin?
Yeah. Like, oh. Stuff.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, hey, you know what? It's like,
we get, Fama probably has it on his iPod.
We get to read each other's tweets. Yeah, nobody else.
Yeah, but those guys do that too. They've all got burners to read our shit. Who do you think Fackleman is? It's just a proxy for Durbin to read our shit.
Yeah, we don't have. Well, yeah, scarcity.
I bought me a paddock. I bought my lady one or some shit. Damn, dude. Uzi's so fucking sick.
Potato Salad was a good song. You remember that?
Is that an Odd Future song?
That was ASAP and Tyler, and we, like, listened to it.
Yeah, that's the one that's, like, fill my house with Cole Sprouse, Leo DeCaps and Cole Sprouses.
Yeah. He talks about how he, it's how not he a purse, cops it's boys. A satchel. He copped boys. Yeah. That's cool.
That one's... It's really good. Yeah, they're rapping in Paris.
I gotta look up the lyrics. I cop boys.
I don't cop.
Doesn't matter. And cop boys and I joystick. Whatever. Sex.
You all been gardening much?
I think I bought some potting soil for my wife, but. I think she, like, transplanted something. Women be transplanting.
I guess I don't know what you mean. You, like, have, like, a window garden?
Oh, yeah. I have all these, like, empty pots from plants that I've managed to kill over the years. So, inspired by one of those, like, videos on Twitter or something, like, I was using a red pepper for cooking and then put the seeds in some dirt. And honestly, it's sick. It's watching it grow is very satisfying. Like, I don't expect to ever have produce. Like red peppers. Like the
holy
sweet.
Shit.
You know when you cut out the core and there's all the seeds in there?
Mm-hmm.
I just stuck them in some dirt. Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wow, so you've got like the plant, it just came right up out of the ground when you did that?
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting much, and it's just coming up.
Man, we should be growing weed and mushrooms, man.
Wow, Willis with the come up.
So in my building, they have like a network where for like older or like at risk people, you can sign up, and then if they need groceries or a prescription filled or whatever, you just like go get it for them and leave it at their door. I like signed up for it, and so if anyone in my building needs stuff, they'll send out an email to everyone, and then you have to reply, and if you reply fast enough, then you get to go be the person for them. And so they've only had 2 requests so far, which I thought was surprising. Seems like you'd expect more. But yesterday I got to be the person for someone, and it was this like older woman whose name was Perry, and she needed prescriptions picked up. But I had to call her before I did it to tell her about... Or, like, just to coordinate, you know, like, which pharmacy to go to and, like, is it going to be ready and stuff. And when we talked on the phone, she was like, oh, how are you doing? Like, seemed, like, lonely because she's just been in her apartment alone for 90 days or whatever. And then she was telling me that her daughter is upstate at the father's house because I guess they're separated. And her daughter just had a baby 3 months ago. But she was just, like, you know, being cute and talking about how she, like, oh, I want to smell the baby. You guys ever smelled a baby? Or do you know about this?
I would never do that. People like to touch the soft spot, too. Oof.
On the back of the head?
They're like, just touch it. You can touch it.
Oh. But, like, the idea, like, just that babies have a smell that you need to get at.
Aw,
she's
just a mom, you know? She's a mom, and she's probably just, like, tripping, like, oh, remember when I had was younger? Now I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't shit-talking it. I mostly am just, like, very curious about what a baby smell is or what it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I've got like, no idea, but, like, my cat smells good. It probably just smells, like, good vibes. Like,
yeah,
like, family vibes. Like, probably, like... A stranger's baby smells poorly, but, like, your cousin's baby probably smells a little better, and your wife's baby probably smells really good.
Not my cousin's baby.
Your cousin's baby smells like as bad
They're
as
all
a stranger's?
Like anybody but Trumpers, you know? Like, I don't want to smell an anybody but Trumpers baby.
You want to smell a Trumpers baby?
I would prefer a Trumpers baby at this point.
Then you should smell some of my cousin's babies.
I'm going to pull your coat on something, though. This lady needed prescriptions. Like, have you guys... Yeah. Okay, because, like, all right, so ideally you would go to, like, an ethnic pharmacy in your neighborhood, but, like, you're probably not doing that anyway. Like, you're probably going
That's
to
what
CVS.
We did.
Oh, okay. Well, then shout out.
I was surprised. Yeah, no, it was cool. So it was just, like, the pharmacy on the corner, which I don't normally go to for my prescriptions because I assume that they're going to be worse at filling them. I don't know. I'm bad.
Yeah, but, when I first went to them, they were like, so which one you want to go to? I was like, the ethnic one. She was like, all right. And then, like, it's prescribed at CVS. And then, like, that's just how it's been for the last 5 years because, like, they didn't listen to me. But,
right.
like, if
well,
you're already doing
that,
that
they do.
Then just do the capsule. They just mail the shit to your house.
Right. That's true, too.
And also, there's this website called, like, goodrx.com or some shit, and they make your prescriptions be, like, free even if you don't have insurance.
That's what I need.
Because my wife got, like, a modafinil prescription, and it's $500 a month, but she got, like, a coupon, and now it's $15.
What is modafinil for? Motion sickness?
No, it's like Adderall, but it's not an amphetamine.
It's a nootropic.
My wife has narcolepsy.
Oh.
It's a nootropic.
I've done modafinil, but only, like, from people buying it on the dark web. And it's supposed to be, like, closest to the limitless drug or something.
So, yeah, she's supposed to take GHB to go to sleep and then modafinil during the day.
Is she limitless now?
She's Team Liddy. Yeah, dude, she's fucking nuts with it. The GHB sick, though. It makes her go to sleep and then, like, she doesn't wake up at all. So, like, even if there was a fire, I feel like she would just die. Like, for 4 hours, she's just out.
You only get 4 hours of sleep a night?
And then you have to take it again. Every night she, like, wakes up at, like, 2 a.m. and takes it again.
That's wild. What? As a narcoleptic, doesn't she just, like, be tired?
Yeah, but, so, like, you're sleeping, but you're not actually getting sleep. Like, you don't get REM.
So the
GHB is called Xyrem. That's, like, what its trade name is, because you're actually getting, like, your REM cycle.
Nice.
Because she would always have, like, sleep paralysis before. So she would be, like, asleep, but she would, like, be awake, too, and, like, think there were witches on her or something.
Oh, that's cool. I was, like, had that when I was a kid.
Right. Thinking you had witches on you?
Nah, yeah, did you know, like, the incubus, they would sit on your chest? It's just, like, a classic trope of, like, this condition.
Dave, that was your sister.
That's true. She lost weight, though, now.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt as much.
Well, it's good now. It's perfect. The way we've been doing it lately.
So, did the March Madness just not happen this year? What happened?
Yeah, it was canceled early.
Yeah, they never even announced the bracket. I was going to make one for a work pool.
Wow.
I was thinking, though, like, Aaron Judge, such a chill year. Just, like, going to the gym, getting, like, because those contracts are, like, 10-year contracts, $150 million. So he's just, like, sitting on his 15 mil.
Yeah, not going to get injured or anything.
He still gets paid. Prime of his life. Aaron Judge, man, killing it.
You like him as a baseball pitcher?
I think he's a center fielder. I don't really watch sports, but I was just thinking about him as, you know, as, like, a person who's, like, similarly thinking about these, like, Olympic athletes, like, who, like, train their whole lives to be, like, in their prime. I'm like, this is the moment. And, like, now they can't do it, and they're just, like, sitting on fat stacks and just kind of, like...
Well, if you're a gymnast, you're fucked, right? Like, you're definitely going to be too old by the next one.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's more I'm thinking about, like, you know, I think Olympic athletes aren't allowed to make a lot of money before...
Yeah, they only get paid hourly.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's like...
when they're working. I heard that.
But then, like, they get all their money through endorsements after. But, like, Aaron Judge is just on a, like, you know, several $100 million, probably 10-year contract. This is just an assumption, because I remember, like, A-Rod used to make that much money. So, but, like, they don't not pay you. Like, they have a contract. I mean, I guess if, like, the Yankees went bankrupt, they could not pay him, but...
So, I've actually got on the inside track that they are talking about in mid-May moving all of the baseball players to Arizona and having them all stay in, like, isolated sections of a hotel with their team and then playing the season out in an empty stadium in Arizona, like, where basically the only other people you come into contact with are baseball players. Like, doing
and
it like that.
Service workers.
But each team...
Yeah, exactly.
Each team is supposed to play 162 games, so they're just going to play, like, 20 games this season?
No, they're just going to have a game, like, from 6 in the morning to, like, 10 at night, like...
Yeah,
big round. They're just going to have that stadium filled the entire time.
That's hilarious.
No, I think they're just going to... I think they're going to just be there for the entire time. Like, you won't be able to see your family. You'll just be... So...
But I'm just saying, like, how... You know, there's, like, 30 teams. How are you going to... It's going to be an unrealistic...
You guys hear that Tom Brady went to some other team?
I heard he left the Patriots.
Yeah, wait. He's on, like, the Buccaneers or some shit.
Really?
So
I had no idea.
Two teams.
That's insane.
Yeah, like, it happened in, like, February or something.
They have so much money. Why would he leave? He's like
apparently
a
he didn't
want
to be with that coach anymore, and Gronk came out of retirement to also go to the Buccaneers.
Oh, that's cool. Tampa Bay!
I could have made that up. It's some team like that, but I'm like, eh, I don't know.
They had a guy
anyway,
when we were
almost
kids.
Done an hour, Willis. You want to put the 6ix9ine song at the end when it comes out or something like that?
Yeah, but I think we got to go a little longer because there's the part in the middle. Like, we're at 56 minutes, including the countdown, and then, like, you know, I feel like we got to do 10 more minutes, and then we'll have the right amount.
Jesus
does
Christ.
That seem?
All right, did you make a list? Doable? Do you have any topics? What do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working through my list, really. What else do I have left? So, anyway, on my birthday, I celebrated it alone, and... Part of what I did is I was doing, like, YouTube karaoke. Like, that seemed fun to me. The only two songs I did were the Big Sean verse on All Me and then Money for Nothing by the Dire Straits, which I hadn't really ever given too much thought to, but for some reason has seemed like a fun song to do karaoke of. I texted Zachary about it because... I don't know why, but I had an intuition that you would have thoughts about it. But the second verse, or I guess the first verse of that song is, like, from the point of view of, like, these guys who are, you know, selling color TVs and microwaves, looking at Mark Knopfler and saying how he's, like, a faggot, right?
Yeah, or are they just, like, movers? Yeah, they're some kind of, like, crappy-jobbed people, and they're, like, looking at...
Right, and the music video, you're right. In the music video, they're, like, animated, like, CGI movers who are carrying a sofa or carrying a TV, and they're looking at a television that is playing the Dire Straits performing the song. So that song, though, I texted you about it, and you said it was, like, a problematic fave of yours. And I think it's funny, like, I mean, in some ways, right, like... Probably first it got, like, canceled because it, like, says, like, the F word, you know? And then probably then now I would imagine, like, the second interpretation is, like, it's canceled because, like, it's making fun of working class people or something. I don't know.
I don't think it does either, though. And, like, that's why I said I don't even view it as a problematic fave anymore, because it's like, okay, so... Imagine it wasn't a song. Imagine it was a novel that acknowledges that there are, like, homophobic people in the world. Like, why can't music also do that? Like, he's not saying the... Like, it's a character speaking that way, and he's acknowledging that that exists. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, totally. But, like, isn't the song in essence, like, that, like, working class schmoes, like... hate the Dire Straits because they're, like, living the easy life that they can't have? To me, it's just seemed like a flex.
I think it does a lot more. I think it's a really complicated song, and I don't know that you can really break it down like that.
That's fair.
Did you, so was the thing with All Me, was that before I tweeted that thing about All Me the other day?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Huh. I wonder what made me think of it. We used to love that song, remember?
So
that was
good.
Like a big song. I like don't think about it much anymore.
Dude, David Miller, Friday, Friendly Evenings with Friends stuff. I feel like that was the, man, so much going on, All Me, and then also like Worst Behavior and just like
and Shabba Rink
lighting the candles on the porch over and over again. I mean, I mean, like, I don't, this is not stuff that I'm like, man, but like, you know, those are real schoolboy days. They're really gone.
Yeah, you have to be young for a while and then it's a little less bad.
Yeah, like Young Thug was just coming out, that song. Yeah. 40 ounce.
Old English.
Yeah, Old English, that's right.
I can never remember how that song goes. Can anybody sing it?
No.
I don't even feel like I know what you're referring to.
It was him and, like, that guy that Weatherhead used to like, not Danny Brown, but he had another
name
like
Kevin Gates or something? Or.
I still think it was different than that.
Yeah, someone from the Midwest, though, I think.
Yeah, and somebody else, too. Like, was it 2 Chainz? I forget who was on that song.
That seems like a good enough transition into the 6ix9ine.
No, Willis wants more.
Well, let me. Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, no, I was just going to say that, yeah, at the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I had been, like, for some reason trying to memorize the All Me verse, and then we all ended up just on the floor on ketamine reciting All Me as a group. Really a nostalgic time for me.
That was only 2 years ago?
Maybe three.
No, that was 2 years ago. That was 2018.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Wow.
Stuff was
Billy
so
Rush was
different. So different.
I know.
I'm so glad it's the way it is now. I really prefer the way it is now. Even with COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was especially doing poorly then. Like, I was sick and being an idiot. So, like, it's for me. I'm not saying it's all better. It's just better for me.
Yeah, I like it better now, too.
Yeah, me too.
That's great.
Not
quiet. No,
I was like, "Where's Tinder? I miss Tinder."
They really broke Tinder because they made it so that anyone from any geographic area can set their location in New York.
So it's just OkCupid now.
Yeah, but like the idea of like you have to swipe through a bunch of people in like Croatia to find like the woman who's like a mile away from you.
You used to have to pay for that.
Yeah, but they like made it free to encourage people to use the app during COVID.
Connor's probably got like 100 girlfriends in Croatia now.
You guys see Miles's tweet where it was like, I don't know, he's like doing video chats with girls from Tinder or something. I forget what his tweet was, but it was pretty fun.
Yeah, me and my online, or like my online girlfriend likes, and it was like something bad.
Oh yeah, she likes like Ayn Rand.
Yeah, Ayn Rand. Yeah, that's cool.
Getting it in. Yeah. Miles is funny, man. Well, thanks for coming on, Dave. You got a Twitter you want to plug or anything?
Yeah, my Twitter is Udenfroggen. You'll find it.
All right, I've got another call, you guys, so I'll see you next time.
I tell a nigga don't dick ride, don't blink ride, leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters. Drop it down and wobble wobble up, mommy boot it up, she get down and gobble gobble up, cause my money up. Slide slide in the belly trucker, the rave trucker, your bestie is a dick sucker. I big double, I salama lama laker, you big hater, you nothing but a hater hater, cloud chaser. Now we catch him at the chicken spot, up a couple chops, pop that nigga with 100 shots. Tell him get up on my face now, fucker. Are you dumb?
go adios, dímelo, mami, freca, you nasty, flame up, light it, they see me and get excited, two-step, spin around, so fly, pilot, they sick, been hot, way before coronavirus, nigga, who did that, nigga, who did what, nigga, that's my shit, don't bite it.
I tell a nigga, don't dick ride, don't blink ride, leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters, drop it down and wobble, wobble up, mommy boot it up, shake it down and gobble, gobble up, cause my money up, slide, slide in the belly trucker, the rave trucker, your bestie is a dick sucker. You're mad!